Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you listen to, but you have Spotify without the commercials, right?
I do, yeah.
Do you listen to anything that has commercials, radio wise or anything, or audio wise? No.
Just like some of the podcasts have their own. They put in their own. Like,
have you heard
commercial things? But that's
have
it.
You any? Have you heard the Baja Blast commercials like nonstop?
Not on Spotify or anything, but just the commercials on TV.
Okay.
The same ones.
Well, here's the thing about the ones on the audio ones for radio or whatever. It's like Baja Blast celebrates however many years, and Baja Blast celebrates the big game, as in the Super Bowl. As in, Baja Blast celebrates the big game. What can such and such team do to make it to the big game next year? And they'll say stuff like, the Chicago Bears, if they can use their first-round pick to acquire offensive weapons, and Justin Fields can continue to get better like he did the second half of this season, then we can see the way being paved for the Chicago Bears next year. Then they go to the Dolphins. They got a Dolphins one. They have one for every team. If the Miami Dolphins can keep their key players on defense healthy and their quarterback can translate his regular season success into postseason success, then we could possibly see the Miami Dolphins in the big game next year. If the Detroit Lions can shore up the offensive line and have their quarterback continue to be a top 10 quarterback in the league, along with sealing some of those cracks on defense, then we can definitely see the Detroit Lions making the big game. You see where I'm going here? I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah. If Team X quarterback can be really good and their defense can stop them and they can score more points than every team they play in the playoffs, we can see Team X going to the big game.
Insert team here. Go to big game.
I wish I would have pulled the clip for it to play it for you. Here, let me see if I can find it real quick, because you'll laugh your ass off when you hear the actual one.
Why?
Now. It's so fucking hilarious. Here we go.
Cleveland Browns can get themselves have a quarterback that can play very well, and their defense can still play very can play at a high level. They still won't make this big game.
Let's see if we can find one.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely different than the actual television commercials for Baja Blast with Aubrey Plaza in there. I have not heard a single one of those.
Big game.
You have Spotify with the commercials?
Yeah, I'm not paying.
Okay, so you're quite regularly.
Oh, I listen to music all day.
That's gotta be brutal.
Not really. It's better than listening to anything else. Why is it? Oh, there we go.
Great. It's better than listening to regular radio. It's commercials like every minute.
Oh, this is bullshit. Now I can't find it. She's just fucking playing my Spotify.
Doesn't exist. Find it faster. I think you're making this whole thing up.
This is total BS. Well, screw it. Let's just get to the show. Maybe I'll have it by the end of the show for you. There you go, folks. A reason to stick around.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
Welcome to the
Uso Penitentiary.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the demon dogs.
Move to the music, play the music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of Dare Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
Looking for the stupid commercial now. And all I can find is the one for the television one.
Yeah, it's an audio commercial. I'm literally on Spotify with my phone with the volume down, waiting for it to go to commercial, hit pause so I can play it when it comes up. So hopefully within the next however many minutes we're out the air here, we will get to that. AJ Blaz is out on assignment this week, so there will be no trivia. But you got a little old school DWI here, DPP and PC Tunney coming at you here on the road to WrestleMania. Why don't we go ahead and let everybody know right away, DPP, what we're going to be talking about this week on the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
I don't have anyone else here to sing it with me.
All right, we're going to get into some expectations.
It's a little awkward now.
It's a little awkward. It's all good. We're going to get into some expectations that we have or could possibly be wondering of from The Rock. When, how much we're going to see him. What actually part role is he going to play in WrestleMania. Seth pledges his loyalty to Cody on Raw. DP, it's Seth versus Drew, right? We're going to ask that question. Speaking of the other DP, Damian Priest. He's still got that Money in the Bank briefcase. No one's really talking about that. And we're going to get into a little bit of a musical thing here. Bayley wants Paramore. LA Knight wants Usher at WrestleMania. Who else would be really cool to see the band that does their song perform live at WrestleMania? Who else would be a really cool one? So we get into that. And a last call, a winner is you style, DP. That's what we're going to do right there. So why don't you go ahead and... wait on ringing the bell, because we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. It's DP and PC. DWI Podcast. Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back. DWI 417 here, ChairShot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms, and thechairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a great ChairShot t-shirt, plenty of great slogans, plenty of great sayings, plenty of really cool-looking t-shirts. Makes a great gift as well. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Enough of this Baja Blast bullshit, DP. Let's get into some wrestling. Unless it comes up on my phone here, then I'll play it in the middle of whatever we're talking about.
Baja Blast bullshit.
That could be the title I just did. I already wrote down Baja Blast to remind myself to start the show with that, so we're good to go. All they had to write down was bullshit. DP, what are your expectations of The Rock? Because he's supposed to be on tonight on SmackDown. And it seemed like he wanted to be when he did it, he wanted to be around more and more involved, was the take I got. But what do you take away from what we're getting into? What can you smell that The Rock could possibly be cooking up here?
You know, it sure seems like we're going to get Cody versus The Rock somewhere, I feel like. You know, we definitely have been talking that we wouldn't expect to see The Rock wrestle before WrestleMania. I'm still a believer of that. I don't think they're going to wrestle in Perth. But, you know, the whole thought was Rock versus Roman. They're sure shifting a little bit away from that. I guess it depends on his schedule. You know, if he's thinking he's going to stay a little bit longer, maybe they do that after WrestleMania. They can still get there, obviously. And, you know, I'm almost leaning right now towards Cody doing double duty at WrestleMania.
Really?
And having main event the first night, Cody versus Rock. He has to beat The Rock to get to Roman. And it's Roman versus Cody in the second night. He overcomes all obstacles to win the WWE title.
I can't believe we're missing the opportunity to have Rock and Roman for this title. I just unless it happens at SummerSlam, and you know Roman retains, but then you have Cody losing twice in a row at WrestleMania. That doesn't make sense either. It's really just a weird thing for me to think about. I don't even know if The Rock's gonna have a match if he's not just the enforcer. Like, what if Rock and Cody are in on it all along together? Like, this is their plan. Like, Rock is trying to help Cody, but they're making it, trying to get in with Roman and break it up from the inside. There's just so many things. I think it's great, but I do think we're going to see Rock more than not. And I hope that we get him more than not through the summer. It'd be nice to see Cody lose again and have Rock stick around and be part of the bloodline or whatever you want to see. And then eventually have that blow up between those two. I don't know. I don't know what to expect, and I really like it. The only thing I'm disappointed on is, and maybe we still get it at some point, but I thought this was the perfect year. I thought last year was actually the perfect year, but it didn't come together. But this was the perfect year as you're going to get to have that match. And it just doesn't mean as much to me without the title. I still want to see it, but it just feels more important with the title. I talked to someone you know at lunch today, and he felt the same way as I did about it would mean more with the title.
Yeah, I always, like, I know there's reasons, like, you don't have to have the title involved because there's the bloodline whole story and family thing and head of the table. But I felt right now during this run that it needed the title, that it needed, you know, Rock losing or whatever, Roman, you know, dethroning The Rock as the greatest of the family, you know, in WWE. Made a lot of sense to me. I feel like it loses something after this point, and I agree. Like, we certainly wanted it earlier when we didn't get it. This would have made this was an opportunity that we had, and we're gonna run out of opportunities to get this.
Right.
So, you know, I would have loved to see it. Maybe it's still somewhere in the cards. Maybe I don't know. You know, certainly because they've definitely been throwing some different curveballs at us that we weren't ready for, and which is great and a lot of fun and been fun to watch. I don't know how much physically The Rock will get involved here on the road, unless he plans to wrestle at Perth and it's him and Cody at Perth or something and figure out a way. But
right now it does not feel like
The Rock and Roman are going to be at WrestleMania.
You don't announce Rock versus Cody 8 days before a fucking event either. The Rock doesn't have a wrestling match that's announced 8 days before it happens.
That's 8 days from now?
Right. It's next Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
You know what I mean, though? I mean, it could happen, but I mean, we don't know. Everything's been crazy, but that's not happening because Seth and Cody are announced to be on the Grayson Waller effect at the pay-per-view. So there you go. I said all along, I said Roman and Rock aren't even going to Australia, let alone all these other matches they wanted to create. I would have been cool with Roman and Rock versus Cody and Seth night two main event WrestleMania with both titles on the line in a tag team match where The Rock would win the World Heavyweight Championship and Roman would retain, or Seth would retain and Cody would win. That would have been a cool, interesting match. But just to see The Rock hold the title, too, then you got that crazy shit going on with the Bloodline like that. But that's not happening. We're getting Cody and Roman, it seems like. It's just we haven't been able to figure out exactly what role The Rock's going to play. But, you know, Brian Gewirtz is there, and he said that's Act One. That was the press conference. So they got this planned out. Like, this dude's one of the greatest writers for a reason. The Attitude Era is the greatest era of professional wrestling for a reason, that a lot of people believe that. I'm excited. Feel these nipples. I don't really know what else to say about The Rock except for tune into SmackDown tonight and see what happens.
Yeah, much like when, you know, John Cena had his run, you know, last year when during the writer's strike and stuff. Sure. Like when these guys are there, you know, and gotta enjoy it. You gotta tune in and soak it in while you can, because yeah, like these guys obviously have limited opportunities and aren't going to be around a lot, and could be the last time we see them in a WWE ring doing anything. And it's phenomenal to see, and it's intriguing. And like you said, we kind of don't exactly know what the thing is, what's going on. So that's kind of cool, because you don't get that a lot. And we've gotten that quite a bit recently with everything going on. And that's awesome. It's awesome for wrestling. It's awesome to once again, kind of be in the dark a little bit, you know, rather than just, I know what's happening.
Right.
It makes it more fun to watch.
It does.
Makes it needing to be tuned in live to watch.
Yeah, you know, I have found myself watching, especially Raw, more live, you know, or at least, or what I'll do actually for Raw is I will watch the first 15-20 minute segment, and then I will watch a different show for a half an hour or an hour, and then I'll go back and I'll be able to get out rid of the commercials or something I don't want to really watch. I'll just kind of pay attention to. SmackDown is
good way to do it.
Yeah, SmackDown I usually get to live, but yeah. Let's keep on the kind of wavelength we were at. We talked about Seth. We talked about Cody. Seth pledges allegiance to Cody, his loyalty, and wanting the same for him to finish the story and take down Roman and the Bloodline. He said that on Raw. I immediately thought, well, there you go. Seth's going to cost Cody. What do you think?
Yeah, that's certainly obviously giving him the seal of approval and I got your back thing is always the, okay, well, I'm going to turn on you, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to be aligned here. Because I think, you know, Seth believes, you know, that, you know, Roman is a part-time champ and he doesn't want that. And he's the whole reason he has the world heavyweight title. And, you know, he defends it like that. And he's made those whole, you know, all those promos and speeches about that kind of thing. But I think he's going to be on Seth's, Cody's side, which I think maybe, you know, like you mentioned, you know, those tag matches and things that you were talking about, maybe that happens after Mania. Seth helps Cody win it because WrestleMania 40, Seth and Cody hanging out at the end of WrestleMania 40 with both titles would be pretty interesting and a good, you know, send off. And after that, maybe we get those tag matches with Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody. I don't know. I don't see the turn. I guess.
Well, it's been the exact opposite of painting themselves into a corner. I'll tell you that. There's so many fucking options right now. They can go so many different ways. I've heard so many different things from so many different people. It's just fun. It's just fun right now. So let's stay on the Seth thing then. It's Seth versus Drew, right? Like, I don't want to get into the Elimination Chamber preview that we're going to do next week, this week, but it really feels like they're setting up Drew versus Seth a little bit. I mean, out of all the possible candidates, unless it's like LA Knight or someone from SmackDown, it seems pretty likely it's Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, that would be interesting, like, because they have SmackDown guys in this Elimination Chamber, so that's almost another way to swap a guy over to Raw, right? Or Smack, you know, so this would be the Raw, which I thought was pretty interesting, because I guess I wasn't going to expect that until they had the matches last week for qualifying, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, they're going to have SmackDown guys you could totally do a swap over. That might be the spot where LA Knight gets his match. It feels like it's Drew McIntyre based on the storylines that they're going with. But, man, you could put, like, Randy Orton's qualified. Man, Randy Orton versus Seth could be a hell of a match. They've had that match at WrestleMania before, not for the title, and that was a killer opening match. I forget which one that was, but that was a while ago. Bobby Lashley getting another shot would certainly be fun with his new kind of group that he's built. And then, yeah, LA Knight having that opportunity would be huge. We'll see who the other two are. If it's Logan Paul, maybe. I doubt Logan Paul or The Miz are gonna win it, even if they're in it. And then I think it's Dom and KO. I bet you Dom gets in there, but I don't think it's his time just yet. So,
yeah,
they're all good options. I like what you're saying with Drew. Like, he seems to be the fit storyline wise and where he's at. So, seems like he's the guy to win it. Makes the most sense to me. But man, you couldn't go wrong with any of them.
No, you really couldn't. I mean, like we've said, they've set themselves up for success here. I think it's too early for Dom to win an Elimination Chamber and main event of WrestleMania. But speaking of the Judgment Day, Damian Priest has that briefcase that no one's talking about. I mean, I don't... What if he just cashes in on Roman out of nowhere and just fucking totally blows this whole story? No, that's not going to happen. But, like, that's why I wanted to see Cody and Seth. I mean, he could still do it to Cody also if he beat Roman. But I would love to see Cody win and then have that title taken right out of his hands like his dad did. And have to go win it again. And then he'd be chasing again. But that felt more...
That'd be pretty funny.
That felt more likely when he was going to face Seth Rollins. Like, if he were to face Seth to carry that show, and then it would be him and Damian Priest through the summer because Seth takes time off, comes back, you know. But that doesn't it just doesn't feel like that's the direction they're going. Any chance Damian Priest cashes in on something outside of the world championships? I mean, do they lose those tag titles at some point and he right away cashes it back in to get them back? Or Gunther? I mean, I just feel like it just loses some of the suspension of disbelief when it's not cashed in on a world title.
Yeah, it's pretty silly if you don't. Like, that's just that prestige is gone. That, yeah, that level just wouldn't make any sense. It'd be interesting if he did it to Gunther, because that would be kind of like, oh, fuck, his run is over. I know we talked about it a while back, the idea of Finn Balor forcing him or encouraging him to cash in after they lose the tag team titles and basically cost him that briefcase because they would lose again. And then, like, he'd be pissed at Judgment Day, and that's how they get him out of there and start that kind of breakup a little bit. That would definitely be interesting. It seems absolutely, other than that kind of story, it seems absolutely ridiculous not to cash it in for a title match. It's just so difficult right now because, yeah, you're definitely not doing it on the SmackDown side with Reigns or Cody. So you'd have to do it like he could screw Drew McIntyre out of the title again and McIntyre gets screwed. Like, that would be interesting. But unless Seth is, like, damaged goods with his injury, I don't see him cashing in. And I don't know when it'll happen because we only got a few months left after Mania before he can. And is he going to be a one that loses and not win a title off of it?
Yeah, that's another question. Does he cash in? Does he not? Right? I mean, does he successfully cash in or does he not? That's really good. Yeah, I don't. All these things and more we will learn.
After Mania.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
After Mania, cash in would be interesting. If Seth wins, because then you can get him off and get him to do his rehab or whatever, have his surgery. Yeah. And still have Seth and Cody standing tall at the end of WrestleMania 40. And then, you know, Raw after, you could have him cash in and take him out. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We're both on the same page, though, that this should be for a world title, one or the other.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
You're idiot. You're not idiot.
Moron. Stupid idiot. All right, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we got a couple more things we want to talk about. One of them, before last call, is Musical.ly. What are we going to see at Mania? Bayley's been pushing for Paramore. LA Knight's been pushing for Usher. Is there others we could like to see maybe their music performed at WrestleMania live by the band that does it. We're going to take a break. Think about who you'd like to see perform musically at WrestleMania. And when we return, we'll get into our favorites as well. DWI 417 Chairshot Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back. DWI 417, DPP and PC Tunney here for you. Quick hitting show today. Just getting some stuff off our chest as we're still trying to digest everything from the WrestleMania 40 kickoff press conference, which was quite a night. And then they followed it up with a solid SmackDown and Raw this past week. Looking forward to Roman and Rock tonight on the road to WrestleMania. Tonight on SmackDown, it looks like Roman and Rock will be there. DP, I'd love to see a showcase and have it be something that happens every year where you get 2 to 4 of these bands that have these songs come in and perform. We've had it in the past. I like it being specifically for the grandeur of Mania, and it's almost following the same platelet example that the Super Bowl does. These people would be dying to get in there and do it because of the exposure they're going to get and the number of eyeballs that are on WrestleMania. Not just in the United States, but this is a chance to get your music out globally. How many different countries watch WrestleMania, right? I mean, it's a lot more than you'd think. WWE's everywhere, basically, but China. Pretty damn close. I think Paramore would be great for Bayley. I think Usher would be awesome for LA Knight. Who would you like to see, DP? Did you have something on your mind?
Not too much. I would love to see a plethora of bagpipes for Drew McIntyre.
Oh, there you
That'd
go.
That'd be fun. that's not really a band or like an actual singer itself necessarily. I think she's done it before, but Rhea Ripley has had. I don't remember who it is that sings her song, but that would, like, I think she's had her there before do it, but that one was just a cool theme song. Other than that, I don't know of anybody else that would do it. Randy Orton, maybe? I don't
yeah, that'd be cool. I know Roman, I'd love to see Roman's. Def Rebel does Roman's. That'd be really cool and really epic for him. But if they do that, I would think he'd have to be the only one who has it done. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it would line up with his character.
Sure. Like, nobody else can have that tonight, but
he gets top billing. He gets what he wants.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Paramore would be. I think Paramore is something they could get for Bailey. I don't know that Usher would want to come do LA Knight's theme song and do Yeah, for his song Yeah for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Well. But I mean, there's so many cool things. We've seen so many great performances in the past, you know, Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, the Motorhead doing it with any of Triple H's was phenomenal when he did theirs. Like, oh my God. Yeah, great stuff. Anytime they do that is really fun. Especially in the outdoor arenas. It just looks really cool.
Definitely. Yeah, I wonder if we'll ever get back to the days of the unbelievably awesome entrances like Triple H would have and Cena had with the, you know, and Taker would have, and like, they don't really get these extra special entrances anymore. A lot of it's just the plain entryway with the giantly long ramp, but the super graphics that show up on TV now. And I like that. In person at Mania, I think you'd want to see a little bit more of a show, although you're at WrestleMania, so no big deal.
Yeah, true. I mean, we don't have anything. I can't remember anyone recently that was crazy. I know, I don't remember, was it Mania? Logan Paul came a little bit of a zip wire thing. Obviously, they try to limit some of that stuff, but there's not as much of the pomp and circumstance as you get. I think Bianca had the one with the kids, came out and did the dance with her, like her little entrance. But nothing like big, like, yeah, the John Cena's lining the entire ramp, all the, you know, guys.
Or did, who had
Triple
the tank?
H on his motorcycles. And
who had the tank? Rusev?
Rusev came up with the tank, yeah. Yeah, that was when he wrestled Cena.
And then lost.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've explored. There's one thing I wanted to bring up that I didn't earlier in some of the subtopics is, I've been seeing Charlotte Flair work out a lot without a knee brace and looking really good. Like, she's advertised for SmackDown here in Milwaukee, which is in the middle of March, I believe, or towards the end of March, one of the two. I think she's trying to get back for Mania. Whatever that is, it doesn't look like she would have a championship match, because those pretty much look like they're set, Rhea and Becky. EO and Bailey. Sorry. EO and Bailey. But it'd be cool. Like, there's a whole bunch of women out there that don't have, you could have a huge match with her and Bianca, or her and whoever at the top of that, you know, women's roster. So Jade, her and Jade at Mania.
That'd be amazing.
Sounds like Jade's going to be in the, Jade's going to be in the Elimination Chamber, by the way, it looks like.
Oh, fantastic. That's good. Get her involved now.
Because she's in a qualifying match, I think, but you wouldn't put her in a qualifying match unless you were going to put her in there.
Yeah, you're not going to have her lose. That'd be ridiculous. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the chamber then. You know, get her out of there with that would still make her look good.
Oh, you can just have everybody gang up on her or whatever. She could just have a great match. And, like, the chamber is the easy one because you can really pull off some shit in there that you can't do in other stuff where you're like, it took all of that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she wins. Maybe she, what is the chamber for? Who faces, who faces,
Ripley.
Yeah, Ripley. No, that's going to be Becky.
Yeah. Be a tough one. Unless they're going to decide, like, do some kind of fatal four way with it or something. But.
Right. But that doesn't seem like it. I'd love a Charlotte, Jade match at WrestleMania. That'd be pretty cool. Her first singles match is in WWE is at WrestleMania against Charlotte Flair. Now ring the bell for that one.
Pretty solid.
I'm down with that.
That's certainly better than Fandango's first match against Jericho.
Well, yeah, no, that's a Dream of Genie.
Close enough.
Close enough is right. All right, folks. We have a last call coming after the break here, after our last break. Can we take another break here? Yeah, sure. Why not? It's been long enough. DWI Podcast 417. When we come back, maybe I'll get DPP to play the Winner's You music.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Welcome back, DWI Podcast 417, DP and PC Tunney. AJ Blaz out on assignment. He shall return next week. With trivia, hopefully. Just a quick hitter show today. DP and I have had long days at work. This guy's got to go back to work. We're recording Thursday night. You're listening Friday before SmackDown. Likely in the morning. I like to listen to podcasts in the morning. After my morning radio show goes off the air around 10, usually a podcast till lunch, and then we're rocking out. We're rocking out after lunch to get through the rest of the day. But long day here. I had to start shoveling snow this morning, and that was no fun. Did you shovel? Did you snow blow this morning? Or?
Hell no.
No, it's still on your driveway.
It's still there. It's still there.
It's going to be 50 next. It'll be 50 next week. No big deal.
Yeah, that's fine. It wasn't that much.
No, it wasn't too horrible.
On my driveway, so I wasn't too worried about it. And then I figured if it's, you know, I feel like it tomorrow, maybe I'll shovel a little bit of it out of there.
There
but,
you go. Probably wait till
clear
it
off
gets
the
warm.
Sidewalk, the walkway to the front door or something, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Wait till it gets warm. It's just going to all go full. So for reference, DP and Mrs. DP, they work from home, so they don't need to worry about getting in and out of the driveway.
Yeah, right.
All right, DP. Wow, it's all you, man. Hit it.
Time for a segment of A Winner Is You. You know, we've had a few games to play, and you know, I shared one with PC Tunney that I think he's been maybe cranking away on, and we had a few discussions just on what you're playing, what you're doing. You know, get a little bit of gaming nerdiness in between the bandwagon nerds comic stuff and the wrestling stuff. Gotta throw some video games in once in a while, so let's talk some video games. The first one we probably should hit is the one I was waiting for. It was Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Fun DC game, love the Batman Arkham series, and this one's supposed to follow suit. DC gave a little nudge, like he's not necessarily playing it. What do you think? How far you been? What are you doing on it?
So I downloaded it that first week it was out, and then like that Saturday I played for like I don't even know, probably less than 2 hours. I just got out of the Bat Museum. So basically I got all the people, I got all the different characters to the first spot. I learned how to do some stuff, and then I think I did like one tiny mission. So I'm not very far in the game. So I'll just comment on how I feel about it quick, and then you can obviously, you're probably way farther ahead gameplay-wise. I'm sure you got, like, at least 10 hours in. No? No? You're not even out of the Bat Museum yet?
I am past the Bat Museum, but I am honestly not much farther than that either. I did a good handful of the missions afterwards, did a lot of stuff there, but I had to travel for work 1 week, and then lost a little bit of touch on it because of that, so I have to get back into it. So
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that I like the characters, Deadshot, Boomerang, King Shark, and Harley Quinn. They're all fun, they're all fun to play with in their own way. Their moves are very different in the fact that you can tell they're specifically supposed to be used for different missions. I like the fact that you can change mid-mission into another character if it helps you finish a board. Like, getting out of the Bat Museum, we've both done that now. If you're not Harley Quinn at the end, you got to switch to her to get up out of the Bat Museum, is what I found. But it's hilarious, once you get up there, the other three just show up there. Like, you didn't have to help them up there.
Yeah.
So that one kind of bothered me. It should have been had to turn around and help them up. But whatever. It's been fun. I turned it on easy. And I just try to get through it and have fun with it. And that's my gameplay. I know you're more of completing the everything that's going on in there. So who knows? Maybe at some point I'll let you get at, way ahead of me so that I can call you and ask you how to finish stuff.
Yeah, I think I might actually turn it down to easy based on how this gameplay's going, just because I like getting through it, because I always just generally play on, you know, whatever the normal difficulty is, because that's plenty difficult for me and not super easy, where I can still get through everything and enjoy it properly. So far, for me, the gameplay, I have not necessarily been a fan of.
Really?
I thought it'd be a little bit more like the Batman Arkham style type of stuff. This has been a lot of just wave of guys, kill them all, and then you're done. So here's another wave
so
of guys,
far.
Kill them all. Here's another wave of guys, kill them all. And that's what it's been so far, basically. There's a couple things you have to do where, like, you have to rescue some people or whatever, but it's still the same thing. It's kill the wave of guys, grab the hostage or whatever, take them over to the bus, and you're good. Like, there hasn't been much different in gameplay so far, and obviously I'm not that far, so maybe there's more coming or different things coming. But so far, I haven't necessarily been a fan of it. I love the four different characters. Harley Quinn's been my favorite to play as, because I think I like her options of the gunfire and the swinging type of thing she can do.
Yeah.
The cutscenes, the graphics, the comedic story, dialogue has been fantastic. Absolutely love that shit. And then seeing, you know, Green Lantern being the bad guy and them catching the Flash or whatever, and Batman as a bad guy was going through, yeah, the museum was, like, creepy as fuck. Like, that was really cool stuff. So, I mean, I'm interested. I'm looking forward to it. I just got off track with having to travel for work, so I haven't done too much.
Anything else you're playing?
Yeah, here's another reason why I'm not... really
fun,
quite jumping back into it.
Something else fun, didn't you?
Oh, dude. Yeah, there's an obsession. It's a problem, and it's called Pal World. If you haven't heard of this game, it's on PC or Xbox only right now. It is basically like playing Pokemon meets Minecraft meets a little bit of Breath of the Wild, a little bit. It is insanely addicting. I avoid it at all costs, basically. It's like your next Animal Crossing. It's insane. I think I've had it for a week and I played over 20 hours on it already. It's absurd. But it's like... you run around this big open world map. You can go wherever you want. You have to build a base, and then, like, you catch these, your pals, which, like Pokemon type characters, you catch them and you got to put them to work, like, basically like slaves in your base to, you know, mine and chop down wood. And then you build other stuff for them to, you know, do farming, and then build a ranch so that they can make wool and they can make cloth, and you build the different workbenches to, you know, upgrade your stuff and upgrade your character and build all your shit, and then travel around the, you know, the map and try and get bigger and better characters and level up. And it's a ridiculous addiction, and I hope it stops soon. I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life if I continue this.
What do you play it on? Steam Deck or what?
I play it on my Steam Deck.
Okay, if you don't stop playing,
so
I'm gonna come over.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in front of the TV and I'm just cranking away.
Yeah, if you don't stop playing it, I'm gonna come over and Triple H your Steam Deck.
Sledgehammer. I'll just have to come down here and play it on.
Sledgehammer. So if you hear that music, you better fucking hide that. It's like, behold, the king of. Oh shit, where do we hide it?
Time to smash the game.
Time, yeah, there you go. Well done. Well done. Anything coming out that you're looking forward to on the radar? In case anybody didn't know, DP is the chair shot resident video game expert.
Yes, there is. So, If you haven't played the previous two South games, Stick of Truth or The Fractured But Whole, those games are fantastic RPG games. If you haven't played them, I highly recommend those. But they're coming out with a third one called Snow Day, which I think is at the end of March. So I got a little bit of time, but I'm looking very much looking forward to that one because those games are just, I mean, South Park hilarity and like comedic stuff in there and actually great RPG style. Most of them are they're turn-based type of fighting, but it's still really, really good, really good stuff. So hopefully this one's just as good as the first two. So I think that's the next one on my radar. Hopefully I'll be done with PAL World by then.
All right, folks, watch out for PAL World. I heard it's like crack.
Very much. Very much. And I think you can actually, you know, make that on your base. You can have one of your pals.
Oh, jeez.
What is it? Cook crack? What do you do? I don't know. It's fantastic.
I'm still looking for the fucking Baja Blast fucking stupid...
You're never going to find it. No, it's going to happen right when we end the show.
You'll find it. I already turned off Spotify. I'll just try and have... I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll listen to Spotify this weekend, and I'll try and record it. Fuck. I really wanted to... They're so bad! They're so bad. If Team Z can score more points than Team X, then they got a chance to win the game. Yeah, okay. That's really, really, okay, cool.
Thanks, Tim McCarver.
I really never thought I'd be going to Baja Blast for my NFL predictions. But, you know, what can you do? All right, great show today, DP. It was great to have a winner as you little segment there. I feel like once we both finish Suicide Squad, we'll get back on here with a review, a full game review, but knowing us, that could be forever. DP switches from game to game and system to system consistently, and I am addicted to Fortnite and Tiger Woods, so football season's over. I think Madden fever's over, but yeah, Fortnite and Tiger Woods are always there. So, but I will try and get some in this weekend, maybe build some Lego. We can talk about that next week, and we'll get some trivia, and we will get our Elimination Chamber preview next week. Possibly get Dave Ongar on here, as we like to do for the pay-per-view previews as well. So if you haven't, go back and check out the newest chapter of the Big Four Project, Attitude of Aggression Presents the Big Four Project. Chapter 10 is out, folks, right there on Chairshot Radio Network. I do believe it came out Tuesday. No, it came out today. It came out yesterday. Sorry. We're going to go over SummerSlam 91 and Survivor Series 91. So you got myself, DJ, and Dave. Been having a lot of fun doing those. So just wanted to do a quick plug there. DP, I just want to let everybody know that they can follow AJ Balazs at PhenomenalAJB. And he would remind you to head on over to the website where we have podcasts and articles galore, thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Plenty of coverage there, too. We cover everything. If you miss something and you want a great synopsis of what happened, not just results, Andrew Balazs does a great job with TNA, and then Stephen Mitchell has got you with almost everything else. That guy is a beast. So DP, where can they find you and the show?
They can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me DPP, and follow the show on X Force at Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
So old PC Tony has to figure out a way to fill a day of Chairshot Radio Network unless there's special things coming out. Like we do time to time. We do have consistent shows that just aren't weekly. Like I just said, Big Four is one of those. So you might be seeing a new show from PC Tony. The NFL season is over. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm very capable, so I don't know. Tune in next Thursday to Chairshot Radio Network and see what kind of rabbit I pull out of my ass. All right. Until then, you can follow me at PC Tunney. I am so excited. Road to WrestleMania next week. Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Loving life. Loving wrestling. Don't know what the hell's going to happen.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.